Why is it that when you touch a magnet onto a computer or television screen, it turns it different colours? And why do the colours sometimes stay? Thanks and respect, Cameron Patterson.
Wow, respect. Okay, for this you've got to understand how the old-fashioned TV screens or computer screens work. The way they work is they have a gun, they have a big chamber of glass, and they suck all of the air out of it, so you've got a vacuum. They have a sort of electrical gun at the back, which fires things called electrons, which are the things in the wire which transfer the electricity around them. Fires it down through the tube, through the hole of the TV, and they hit the screen. On the screen, you've got little lumps of a substance called a phosphor. Now, that glows when it gets hit by an electron, and that's a light you see. Now, if you just covered the whole screen with one colour of phosphor, then you'd have black and white TV or green and black TV or whatever you like, but you don't get the funky colours. So what they have to do is they have to have lots of little spots, one of red, then one of green and one of blue. And with red, green and blue phosphors, you can join them up to make all the colours you can see normally, because that's the way your eyes work. Now, these electrons flying through can get distorted if you put a magnet near them. That's actually how they make the picture.
I didn't realise electrons necessarily are susceptible to magnets, then.
In the same way that a wire with an electric current running through it, it will get moved by a magnet. Electrons flowing in free space near it with a magnet
so
near
you
them
suck
get bent.
Some of the coloured stream that would normally activate a different colour onto that part of the screen. So I understand that. Why does it stay?
So they're getting distorted because you're applying more magnetic field than it should be, so they end up in the wrong place. But you can actually magnetise the TV itself. So they're getting distorted always, and it could keep going there. In fact, you may have heard TVs kind of go buzz sometimes when you turn them on.
Yeah.
Kind of dzz sound as they turn on. And that's actually, they have something called a degaussing coil in them, which is a big coil of wire around the TV, which you put high-frequency electricity through it, which starts off really powerful, so it sort of entirely confuses the TV's magnetisation. It doesn't know which way to go.
Oh, it's supposed to demagnetise the screen, and if that breaks, is that why you get screens which develop funny patches of colour on them sometimes?
Yeah, if it's entirely broken, then
the screen gets magnetised over time.
If you get a TV which is running and you turn it upside down while it's running, you get really weird colours as well, because the Earth's magnetic field is enough to distort the electrons.
And the TVs are built, presumably, to be operated the right way up.
Well, if you turn them off and then turn them on again, then the degaussing coils would run, and it would
reset itself, but it's got to be on and running when you turn it over. What would happen if you took it into space?
It depends. Why particularly in space?
Well, the Earth's magnetic field is weaker, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, if you turned it off and on again, then the degaussing coils would set it up as it would expect, and it will work again.
Let's hope so. Got a quick input from Austin. He's in Chelmsford. He was commenting on the kitchen science. We asked you if you knew why, and we're investigating why Mr. Matey, Dr. Pussy, when you put it in water, it starts off red and it goes this really funky blue colour. Why is that? He says it's got something to do with the alkalinity in the water. The area has a very high calcium level in the water, and he's noticed when washing out certain juices, their colour changes quite dramatically. So, yes, that sounds like it could be plausible. What do you think? If you have any science questions for us as well, you can email us, chris@nakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.